don't know the outcome around costs or anything yet. I was asked this question yesterday by another media outlet. And look, I have to say, you know, that I believe the local authority was right in what it done in taking the action. Planning is a major issue in County Leitrim, and rural planning in particular. And, you know, one of the things I have been asked, and I will be asked on the doors, is how some entities can circumvent or not have to go through the process of those looking to build in our towns, villages, or rurally in County Leitrim. So we don't know the impact, and hopefully the impact will be minimal. I'd imagine, and I'd be confident, that the local authority will do their best to ensure that the impact is minimal. We're expecting maybe today or tomorrow, I think is it something between 30 and 40 individuals to come to Dunmore here. And we have sought an assurance, I believe Deputy Kennedy got an assurance, that it would be families and that there aren't single males. I sought that assurance myself as soon as the news broke. And I believe that the Taoiseach even commented that it was most likely families. So hopefully that will go some way to allaying the fears of some of those in Drumahair. Because, you know, I would know quite a number of people in Drumahair, and their concerns, many of them had very genuine concerns. But, you know, hopefully that will go some way towards allaying those fears.
And Councillor Fallon, going back to the point of, and I suppose it all centres around the point, we don't know the impact this is going to have on the county. But you have been a sitting councillor for a number of years, and you've seen the struggle that the county has had in recent years to get funding, to get things in place, and to put the right infrastructure in place in the county, and that it's not that does not impact the county.
Yeah, we hope that. And look, in fairness to Leitrim County Council, they have an excellent team working for them when it comes to funding applications. And I think that's something that's acknowledged, you know, right across the country. And that team are still there, and I'm sure they will be plugging away and looking for anything and everything that they can get into Leitrim.